我们先有一点祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
有你乐意向人说话。
Because you're willing to speak to us.
你要把你的心思向寻求你的人来揭开。
And you want to open up your thoughts to those who seek after you.
如今我们聚集在你面前。
Today as we gather before you,
主预备我们的心思
prepare our mind,
来迎接你的面。
That we can encounter you.
谢谢主，但愿你的灵充满整个的聚会。
We thank you that may your spirit fill the entire meeting.
在这里说话的人和所有等候你的话语的人都一同蒙福。
And those who speak and those who are waiting on you will be blessed together.
带我们进到你那永远的旨意里去，也认识你永远旨意完成的时候，你的心是何等的满足。
Lead us into your glorious purpose and help us to see how satisfied your heart is when your purpose is fulfilled.
我们向你低头敬拜。
We bow down and worship you.
所以求主预备我们的心思，一面是盛装。你那丰盛的恩典，一面来体会到我们前面该走的路。
Prepare our mind on one hand that we can hold your grace and blessing. On the other hand, prepare us for the way for the walk that we have ahead of us.
把一切荣耀称颂都归给你。
We give you all the blessings and glory.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
请弟兄姊妹们还是先翻到以弗所书第一章。
Please turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 1.
我们在读昨天我们所交通过的 一些经文。
Once again, we'll read the verses that we read yesterday.
我们从十九节开始。
Starting with verse 19.
并且，并知道他向我们这个这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。使他从死里复活，叫天上在叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主职的。和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世也都超过了。
Verse 19, what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ, when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might,and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首，教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And he put all things under his feet, and gave him to be head over all things to the church,which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
那么然后请弟兄姊妹们翻到第四章。
Then we turn to chapter 4.
从第一节开始吧。
Starting with verse 1.
我为主被囚的劝你们，既然蒙召行事为人，就当与蒙召的恩相称。凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容，用和平彼此联络， 竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心，身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主，一信，一敬，一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all.
请再看哥罗西书第二章。
Colossians chapter 2.
从第九节开始。
Starting with verse 9.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面，你们在他里面也得了丰盛。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power.
然后我们请翻到启示录。
And in Revelation,
21 章。
Chapter 21.
我们从第一节开始吧，又。
Starting with verse 1.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地也已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见大声音在宝座出来说：“看啊，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。神要擦干他去他们一切的眼泪，不再有死亡，不再有悲哀、哭嚎、疼痛，因为以前的事都过去了。”做宝座的说：“看啊，我将一切都更新了。”
Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth has passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.Prepared as a bride adored for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them. They shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away.Then he who sat on the throne said, Behold, I make all things new.
然后再请从二十二节开始。
And then again, verse 22.
我未见城内有殿，因为列国要在城的光中 光里行走。地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城，白昼城门呢，白昼总不关闭，在那里原没有黑夜。人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城。
But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated. The Lamb is its light, and the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gate shall not be shut at all by day, and they shall bring glory and honor of nations into it. We thank the Lord. Continue from where we left off yesterday. We want to continue to fellowship. From what we have just read, brothers and sisters should know what is the glorious ending should be like. And this glorious ending, based on what shall it be revealed? So we need to look at yesterday toward the end, that verse we looked at. It says that Christ received all glory and honor. And that glory and honor Christ receives, the Lord will work in us, and it will be revealed in us.
那么我们就看到了，我们在救赎的恩典里头，让神挽回过来。
In salvation, that we are redeemed.
不仅是挽回过来,
not only we're brought back.
神还一再地说到,
once and again, God said, He will glorify them.
什么荣耀呢?
What is the glory?
基督所有的荣耀,
the glory of Christ.
就成了他们的荣耀,
will become their glory.
这个事情是很大,
and this is a grand thing.
是超越过我们所能想象的,
it surpasses our understanding.
但是神却定义在那里说, 我要把基督
But God is going to reveal the power of resurrection that is on Christ also in those of us who believe. And this is the result of it. The glory that Christ received. God will also work in those of us who believe.
当基督的丰满成为教会的丰盛的内容的时候,
when the fullness of Christ becomes the fullness of the church.
弟兄姊妹,你就看到一件事情,
brothers and sisters, this you will see.
这个事情是什么呢?
What is it?
那就算在上第一章最末了章里,昨天我们也稍微提了,神要使教会做,使教会是他的身体,是那充满万有者所充满的。
The result is in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
那昨天我们特别提到了,
yesterday we specifically said that Christ was made the head over all things.
那这个成为万有的元首的事实,要借助教会带进这个人,
and this reality that Christ is the head over all things, this reality will be brought into all things through church. And the word of the Lord is showed us.
教会是怎么样的呢?
How will the church be at that time?
啊，那话就是这样说。
And the word said like this.
教会是他的身体。
The church is his body.
是充满了万有者所充满的。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
那弟兄姊妹很清楚的从字句上头你就看到一个这样荣耀的事实。
From the wording, you can see this glorious fact.
神把我们每一个信主的人都在圣灵里头带到一个生命的集体里。
Okay, God is bringing all things into the reality of life.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
就引出一个更有内容的结果。
And the result has a content.
那个结果是什么呢?
What is the result?
教会不单是与基督的同得荣耀。
Not only the church is glorified with the Lord.
并且教会就带出一个更优美的结果，那就是教会是那充满万有者所充满的。
And the church has a more glorious outcome, which is it will hold the fullness of him who fills all in all.
那这些话就一面给我们看见，人在神面前蒙恩，从一大堆烂泥所造出来的那种光景，是还，并且还失落了那个事实里，带回到一个非常满意，叫神满意的心情。
We see that man's condition was made from dust, and yet going through a fallen condition, but God was able to brought the fallen man back.
满意到一个什么地步呢?
And that when he brought man back, he was satisfied to this point.
教会就成了那充满万有者所充满的。
It's so satisfied that the church becomes the fullness of him who fills all in all.
那充满万有者是谁?
Who is he who fills all in all?
神自己。
God himself.
当教会被神得着，就带出一个这样荣耀的一个结局。
When the church is obtained by God, this is the result of it.
叫神的所有的丰满已成了教会的丰满。
All the fullness of God became the fullness of Christ, of the church.
这个教会荣耀的丰满就叫神得所满足。
And the fullness of the church brings satisfaction to God.
因为神睁开眼睛要看这个万有的时候。
Because when God opened his eyes to see all creation,
他就看见一个在从来没有出现过的事情。
And he's able to see something that was never, existed before.
什么事情呢?
What is it?
神充满万有。
And God filled all in all.
叫神心里头长久以来的那个心思带到永美的结局。
And the desire of God, which has been for such a long time, is now able to go into a beautiful ending.
弟兄姊妹们一定记得的。
Friends, sisters, you remember.
当一提到这件事的时候，
As soon as we mention this,
你没有办法不回到神起初造人的目的。
And you have to go back to the original purpose of creating man.
神造人的目的，弟兄姊妹已经很清楚了，在第一个早晨弟兄的交通里边给我们看见了。
Our brother was very clear in the first morning about the purpose of man's creation.
人的存在是为了神的荣耀的显出。
Man exists in order to reveal the glory of God.
人所显出的一切，特别是在神的权柄这一方面做了一个更完全的显出。
And man was even more able to reveal the authority of God.
神做这一切事情。
When God did all this,
除了 彰显神自己以外
and other than reveal God himself,
还有一个更重要的事实
and there is another important fact,
把那个在宇宙中间搞得一塌糊涂的那个撒旦整个的权势都消灭了
and to destroy the power of Satan which has disturbed everything in the universe.
那我们感谢主
We thank the Lord.
当这些事情出现的时候
When these things happen,
神心里就很非常满意了。
God's heart is very satisfied.
满意到一个地步。
So satisfied to a point.
和人中间再没有间隔。
And there is no separation between God and man.
但更重要的一点，我们从这句话里头领会出来的。
From this verse we can understand.
当教会成为基督的身体，完整的。显明出来的时候
When the church becomes the body of Christ, the fullness of him,
神就在宇宙中找到他满意的居所。
God has found a dwelling place that is pleasing to him.
神要住在这个居所里。
God wants to dwell in this dwelling place.
神也很充满的在这个身体里。
And God wants to be filled in this body.
那我们就很清楚地知道。
And we know this clearly.
为什么我们接受了神的救恩?
After we received God's salvation,
我们还在继续往前走呢?
And we need to continue to move forward.
因为救赎不是单为我们得拯救。
Because salvation is not just for our benefit.
但救赎同时也是显明神自己的权柄、能力和丰富。
Salvation in itself also reveals the authority, power, and abundance of God.
那神再没有碰到有拦阻的事情。
That God has no other thing to hinder God.
那神应许我们说
，And God promises us，
我们都是要得安息的人。
We shall all receive rest.
那神就是那个安息的源头。
And God is the source of that rest.
但是神怎么会成为这个安息的源头呢
？How is God the source of our rest？
因为借助基督的复活，解决了不住与神做对头的撒旦。
Through the resurrection of Christ, God was able to deal with the adversary Satan.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
所以在整个的这个历史的过程里头，虽然神经过很。可以说是非常非常复杂的内容。
In this entire history of salvation, we can say it's very complicated.
待会我们会看一看。
Later on, we will take a look.
那我们就先要留意这里的一件事。
But let's look at another matter.
当教会成为基督的身体。
When the church becomes the body of Christ.
当教会活出来的。不是一个一个的属主的人，而是所有属主的人连接起来的，成为那一个身体。
When the church manifests not only individuals who belongs to the Lord, but individuals together that belongs to the Lord.
我们感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
因为教会要成为一个整体，来接受神的荣耀丰满的充实。
Because the church is to become one whole body to hold the fullness of Christ.
根据什么?
What is the proof basis of that?
为什么神会做这样的一件事呢?
Why would God do this?
以上我们就要看进去。
We will look into this right now.
弟兄姊妹你留意到。
One sister, pay attention.
神说教会只有一个。
God said there is only one church.
不管多少的人在基督里头都成为一个身将成为身体。
Regardless of how many people, there is one body.
神的话就特别是指明了这一个身体不是说分散的东一个西一个南一个不是那一个。他说这一个身体呢
And God didn't say a body in the east, in the west, in the south, and in the north, but he said one body.
那神要得着这一个荣耀的身体。
God wants to obtain this glorious one body.
乃是要借着这一个身体来彰显他自己心里所等候的那个满意的结局。
And the outcome, the result that satisfies God's heart will be brought out through this one body.
我想弟兄姊妹们，你如果看到神借着教会所带出来的那个结局，是叫神的心意完全的满足。Brothers
and sisters, if you see that the church is going to bring something out that will fully satisfy the heart of God,
那我们就不能不注意一件事了。Then
we must pay attention to one thing.
昨天我们看到，神是从创世以前来存有这样一个心思。God
had this thought before the foundation of the world.
那么等到人被造出来以后，神可以借着人再显明他这个定义。
After man was created, God was now able to reveal this in men.
但是很可惜的，人没有跟得上来。But
sadly, man was not able to follow.
那神就用着救赎的方法来要把人领回神的起初的目的。Through
this method of salvation, God will bring man back to his original purpose.
因为这个神心里头那个荣耀的目的是要把 一切在旧造里头的事物全做了一个更新。Because
in the mind of God, God wants to renew all things of the old creation.
所以神在教会建造的这一个旨意成为一个成功的事实的。When
the purpose of God is able to be brought to completion,
神付了好多的代价。God
paid so much price.
我们曾经说过是连独生子都交出来。We
once said, even the only begotten son, he surrendered.
但是神的儿子显出来以后。But
the son of God, when he was revealed,
不是就说神要做的做成了。It's
not to say that whatever God wanted to do has already been fulfilled.
因为神不是只是做出一个形态, 形式，他满意的那个一个形象在哪里？God
doesn't just create a form that satisfies him.
他要把一切被造的，特别是说被造的人，都能在神的面前和神有一个完全的连接。And
he wants to bring all the creation, especially man, has a complete unity with God.
这一个连接出来的时候,
when this complete unity come out,
就让神自己感觉满意,
that satisfies God,
也感觉安息,
and that gives God rest.
那么因此我们留意到, 建造教会, 为什么成为跟随主的人不能忽略的一件事呢?
Why is building the church is something that those of us who follow the Lord cannot ignore?
我们能脱离了最后最的那个结局和最的权势的捆绑。We
are set free from death and the bondage of death.
那不是已经很大了吗?
Isn't that already great?
那已经不是很荣耀的把神自己的心思
Isn't that already revealed the glorious thought of God?
不,
not so.
神说, 你们一个一个人得救, 我很欢喜。
God said, each of you individually saved, I rejoice.
但这是许许多多蒙恩得救的人, 他们还要照着神的心思给连接成一个身体。
But all of us individually, according to the thought of God, needs to be united together.
从创世以前, 一直到这个事实的出现,
before the foundation of the earth to the fulfillment of this reality,
神花了多少的时间?
How much time did God spend?
神付出了多少的忍耐?
And how much long suffering did God suffer?
神要显明何等 荣耀丰富的恩典, 连接成一个教会。
And how full was his patience and glorious suffering that he was able to unite all these people into one body.
因为神要得着一个这样的事实做成在他儿子的身上。
God wants to obtain this reality to be fulfilled in his son.
乃是显明神那荣耀的旨意是怎么样一回事。和神要借着这样的一件事情带出一个什么的结果
is to reveal what exactly God's purpose was and what the outcome of that purpose is.
是因为我们很清楚地看见在哥罗西书上面说出一个非常非常清楚的事实。
We can see this very clearly in Colossians.
说到神把万有神把他一切的丰盛都放在他儿子里面。
It says that God has put all the fullness in his son.
然后就把那些蒙救赎的人给带到神面前的时候就在基督里头完全的显出神的荣耀与华美。
And when he brings all those who are saved into Christ, he reveals the glory of God. We thank the Lord. When God and man are fully united, God's heart is satisfied.
不然的话他是一直在历史上头神在做工做工做工又做工。
Otherwise, God throughout history is working and working and working.
只有这一个旨意没有完成，神就不停止他的工作。
As long as this purpose was not fulfilled, God cannot stop working.
啊，我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
虽然这个过程是很不容易。
And though this is a difficult process,
但神没有因着一再的碰到阻挡。而改变甚至是放弃他这一个定义。
But our God did not change or give up his original purpose.
那我为着这一点我们看看神在这个人的中间做了什么事。
And we want to look at what God has done in men.
而神做成那一件事不是根据别的要求而是单单根据他在创世以前所定规的那个旨意。
And what God is doing is not according to anything else but the purpose that he made before the foundation of the earth.
神心里存着这个意念。
God had this thought.
但是在堕落的人的中间神没有看见有哪一个人可以接受这样的一个安排。
But amongst the fallen man, God did not find anybody that he is able to fulfill this arrangement.
人虽然没有办法去接上神这个心思。
Even though man cannot follow this thought.
但是神没有改变他的旨意。
But God did not change his purpose.
神就在历史上面不住地寻找合用的人来呈现他的旨意。
Throughout history, God searched for man who is able to continue on with his purpose.
那说到神要寻找一个安息的居所。
God is searching for a resting place.
那就是说叫神感觉完全满意的那一个实际的生活的光景。
All that reality that God is completely satisfied.
所以虽然在过去的年日里头人要明白并接受神的自己这个安排几乎说是神没有找到一个合用的人。
In all the days past, God was not able to find anyone that can satisfy his heart.
一直等到神把亚伯拉罕的孙子雅各领到外邦又把他带回来。
All the way until God brought the grandson of Abraham, Jacob, to a Gentile land and then back.
神才开始
Then God started to openly reveal his thought to men. But because of the condition of Jacob at the time, God was not able to clearly tell him his heart to finding a resting place. But a very interesting fact. Why did God choose Jacob to speak to him? The character and the action of Jacob, we can say almost none of it matches the heart of God. But God wasn't asking Jacob to know this right away. He is telling Jacob that in God's heart, he had this purpose that he wants to find a resting place. So when Jacob returned from Padan Aram to Canaan,
神向他显现,
God appeared to him. We will not go into the details.
但是在那个像雅各那样子的显现就引出了神心思的最初的发表吧。
But how he appeared to Jacob, it brought out the original purpose of God.
雅各经过那件事情就领会到了神是在这里。
And after going through that, Jacob understands that God is here.
那个这里是什么地方呢?
Where is here?
当然在当时是有雅各所在的那个地方。
And of course, that's where Jacob once was.
但是这一个说到那个地方的时候, 神心里头那个内容是包括全地的。
But when we talk about the place here, in God's heart is all the earth.
雅各领会了。
Jacob understood that.
但是他不清楚,
but he wasn't clear.
他清楚不领会领会的是什么呢?
What did he understand?
不清楚的是什么呢?
And what was he unclear about?
他没有办法知道神为什么要做这个事。
He wasn't able to know why God was doing that.
但是神却让他知道神在人中间有一个愿望。
But God allowed him to know that God had this heart. God wants to find a dwelling place on this earth.
那神这个心是从雅各那领会的时候开始，但是没有一个人明白那神的居所是怎么一回事。
God's thought was first revealed to Jacob, but nobody was able to understand what exactly God wanted.
不过神的心思是这样发表的。
But God revealed his thought.
等到以色列人出埃及进迦南的那一个日子,
after the Israelites left Egypt and entered into Canaan,
神就让以色列人知道神是陪伴他们的神。
God let the Israelites know that God accompanied them.
神是扶持他们进到属灵的祝福。
And God revealed that He supports their spiritual growth. In this process of Israelites leaving Egypt, and God revealed to them that I will dwell among you. I will accompany you on this journey.
但是以色列人听了这些话,明白不明白?
But the Israelites understood what they heard.
明白就不能说是明白。
We cannot say they understood.
但是他们却是按照神的吩咐做了一件事。
But according to what God commanded them, they did one thing.
因为在那个时候,人和神中间那个关系是非常的微妙。
Because back then, the relationship between God and man is very peculiar. the hearts of the Israelites, they know this.
人如果在神面前活得不准确，那要接受神的咒诅的。
If man cannot correctly live before God, they will be cursed. God is holy and righteous. And if he is amongst us, is not every one of us are falling under the judgment of God? And even more so that God said, I will dwell among you.
我们若是住在我们中间的话，我们怎么能逃避得了神给我们的惩治？
If God dwells amongst us, how can we be delivered from His judgment?
神知道人的心是这样的，不了解他。
God knew that the heart of man does not understand God. So God told Moses, when you go down the mountain, lead the Israelites into doing one thing.
什么事?
Which is it?
你们开始,
according to my commandment, you will build a tabernacle. And it will be built among you. And it had this function. Though men are foolish, but through tabernacle, God is telling them that He wants to dwell among them. And God specifically told them after the tabernacle is built how you shall live surrounding the tabernacle. We thank the Lord. The tabernacle is a very functional object regarding the Israelite enter into Canaan.
他不就是给以色列人有一个保证，我一定让你们进到迦南。
It gave the Israelites this assurance that God will take them into Canaan.
同时也显出你们人的愚昧在我面前虽然是没有停止，但是我要用一个方法来叫你们的罪孽可以给挪开。
And God also revealed that though the foolishness of man did not cease, but God had a way to remove the sin from man.
弟兄姊妹，当你一看到会幕的时候，你如果注意会幕的本身，你神的心思就在会幕的本身也发表出来。
When you look at the tabernacle itself, the heart of the Lord is revealed through the tabernacle.
但是这个发表出来只是给以色列人说很平安的等候进入迦南。This
revelation only tells the Israelites to be rest assured to enter into Canaan.
但是为什么会幕一在那里，以色列人就平安了？But
why is it that when the tabernacle is there, the Israelites were able to find a resting place?
不是以色列人一下子明白神的意思，他们就升级了。It's
not that they were upgraded once they understood the will of God.
完全不是这回事。It's
not like that at all.
但是神要让以色列人知道。God
wants the Israelites to know.
你们所以能让神住在你们中间，乃是因为你们在会幕的里边。
The reason that tabernacle is amongst you is because there is something that you need to do inside the tabernacle. It's according to His will.
是什么事呢?
What are those things?
你们在会幕那里要有一个祭坛, 在祭坛那里, 你们要有牺牲献上。
In the tabernacle, there needs to be an altar. On the altar, there needs to be sacrifice.
When
Once you do this, then God is able to lead and govern you.
所以会幕的里边有几件物件，在那里分别的表明神怎么样来领他们在平安里进入迦南。
And there are a few objects inside the tabernacle that tells the Israelites how God will lead them into Canaan.
一个是称为约柜。
The one is the ark.
提到约柜的时候，要提醒以色列人。
Once the Israelites think of the Ark of the Covenant, it means that God has made a covenant with them. We must walk according to the covenant that we have with God. When man walks this way, and they encounter difficulties, the foolishness of man cannot understand God. And then God established a lampstand.
这是这个灯光所发出的光，一面叫以色列人知道我们的愚昧，另一面又知道神给我们的道路。
Through the light from the lampstand, it one hand shows the foolishness of the Israelites, on the other hand, it shines on the path that we're walking on.
不但是知道我们该怎么走,
not only it tells us how to walk,
神也在那里向以色列人说明你们所以能够这样走在神的光中呢，乃是因为我给你们预备一个
Not only they're able to walk in this, but God tells them that I have prepared for you grace of salvation. And this manifested in that God established a table in the tabernacle. That on this table, they are able to see that God is their support and sustenance. We thank our God.
如果我们要细细的去注意会幕整个的内容的时候,
if we go into detail of the content of the tabernacle,
弟兄姊妹就很清楚看见了以色列怎么能从埃及走过旷野而进到迦南呢?
How is the Israelites able to leave the wilderness, through the wilderness, leave Egypt through the wilderness and into Canaan? It wasn't that the Israelites had the ability to do it. But because the God that was accompanying the Israelites, He was able to help them reach the destination. We thank the Lord.
神用一个很具体的事物来让以色列的百姓明白神和他们中间那个正常的关系是怎么样。Through
a very concrete object, God was able to show the Israelites how the relationship between man and God should be.
神要领他的百姓到一个什么的地方?
And where is God leading His people toward?
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
以色列人就从非常艰难的
And through very difficult conditions, the Israelites entered into Canaan.
在迦南建立起国家来了。
They established their kingdom.
慢慢地长大起来了。
The nation grew.
但是神满足了没有?
But then was God satisfied?
没有。
Not yet.
因为在外面的情形来看，他们已经来到神的眷顾的底下。
On the outside, they have come under the care of God.
但实际上他们还不懂得神和他们的关系是到了一个什么样的地步。
But they do not understand what the relationship that they have with God is.
神要以色列人更清楚地知道这个事情。
God wants the Israelites to know more clear about this.
所以他感动了大卫，要起义，要让神在我们中间得到有个更
So he moved in David that he will create a better place for God to dwell among men. After the tabernacle was moved from the wilderness to Canaan, it becomes the holy temple.
当然这个,我们要看里面的光景的时候,就有很多事情是给我们领会。
When you look at the inside, there are many things for us to understand.
但是更重要的那一点,乃是神借着圣殿来代替会幕的这一件事的本身。
And the thing itself that God used the temple to replace tabernacle.
在会幕, 人可以享用神所给的扶持。
In the tabernacle, man is able to receive the support from God.
但是等到圣殿建造出来的时候,
but when the temple was built,
这就不是我们能平静安稳的活着。
It's not that we can live in peace. God wants to tell the Israelites more on how to live with God, and that's the reason with building the temple. The main content in the temple is not different from the tabernacle.
但是呢, 在这个形式的表现上面, 那就比, 更显出有光荣、有光辉、有极大的恩情在那里。
But through the way man can live in the temple, it manifests a more glorious way with man and God.
那么因此在以色列人他们心中产生一个错觉。
But in the Israelites' heart, they had this misunderstanding.
神的圣殿在我们里面。
The holy temple is amongst us.
神当年给我们的律法也在我们的里面，对我们做那个管理、引导和预备各样的祝福。
And the law was also in us to govern us and bless us.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
他们的愚昧和无知。
And their foolishness, but when God revealed to them, their foolishness does not understand what God was doing.
结果我们就看到了。But
we see,
神把以色列人当中所立的那个约，就引进一个称为新约。
And the covenant that God made with the Israelites, God brought that covenant into the new covenant. What is the reality of the new covenant? And the new covenant is able for man to live from the outward form into an inner reality.
我们知道,新约就是神的儿子所付出的代价所带出的结果。
The new covenant is the result of the Son of God.
那么当神看到教会在地上出现的时候,
When God sees church appear in this earth,
他就有一点开心。
And he starts to rejoice a little.
正如以弗所书里面所提到的，神就得着在人中间安息的居所。
And like Ephesians, it says that God has found a dwelling place among men.
神在人间得着居所，这的确是大事。
And when God was able to find a dwelling place among men, that is a great thing.
在新约里面是人和神的那个关系的调整和那个与神的交通的实际完全的显明出来。
Because the relationship of man and God and the fellowship is now revealed.
什么缘故带成这个大的变化？
What caused this great change?
神付出代价，用他的儿子替他要选召的人还清了人在神面前所有的软弱和失败。
God paid the price for men in order for that, their weakness and their sins be paid off.
就是神和人的那个交通那个关系从在旧约的会幕的时代里头有了一个非常大的转变。
The relationship between God and man has greatly changed since the tabernacle time.
在旧约的日子会幕虽然是给他们有一个领会神陪伴着我们。
In the Old Testament, the tabernacle gives them this understanding that God is accompanying us.
但是又借着太多的事物事情才带出来。
But it's, this understanding is brought out through so many rituals and activities.
但是到新约的时候呢?
In the New Testament time.
因着神儿子的所做,我们和神就直接发生生命上的连结。
Because of what the Son of God has done, we can have a unity in life.
那我们在这个生命的连结的里头就很丰富的享用到神为我们所预备的天上属灵的福气。
And this unity in life enables us to enjoy all the heavenly blessings.
那我们如果看到那个会幕的历史的发展到新约的时候我们觉得神应该满足了吧。
You look at the history, how the tabernacle has progressed into a new covenant. You should say that God's heart should be satisfied.
神是有点满足。
God has found some satisfaction.
神的满足还没有到达神的目的。
But he hasn't reached his purpose yet.
新约神说教会是他的居所。
God said in the New Testament that the church is his dwelling place.
他就借着教会来和与神连接的人有直接的交通。
Through the church, God can directly fellowship with men.
也有领着他们有力气的，有那个催促的，有那一个扶持的，来走完他们的路，直到神的旨意完成。
And with strength, with earnest calling, and with sustenance, God was able to help these men to reach the end.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当然在人的感觉上面来说，我们和神的关系呢，进到这个地步，哦，应该很满足了。
In our feeling that when our relationship with God, when it progresses to this point, we should be very satisfied.
人是感觉满足了。
Man may be satisfied.
神也觉得有点喜悦的感觉了。
And God also feels a little joy.
但是没有到神的目的。
But that hasn't reached his purpose.
因为在到了教会这一段的时间。
Because when you come to the church time,
人已经找到一个方法或者说神已经为人预备了一条路要叫人从只是享用神所赐的安息而进到他们自己本身成为神的安息。
God has found a way for those of us who rest in God and turn us into we are the resting for God.
那我们看到这个会幕发展的历史的时候我们就晓得今天我们活在神的救赎的旨意里面是何等的蒙福。
When we see the progress of the tabernacle, we see how much we've been blessed.
但神说你们感觉满足我还没有。
God says, you feel satisfied, I don't.
所以你们应该继续地往前走,
so you need to continue on.
走到一个地步,
to a point that my heart is fully satisfied.
那弟兄姊妹们,我们这样看一看那个,会不会到圣殿,从圣殿到教会的历史的时候,
when we look at this history from the tabernacle to the temple to the church, we see that step by step, God brought men from far away to a nearer position. And he is leading the church onward.
在与神有了更深的联合的,更深的那个交通的关系以后,
and this is after a deeper fellowship with God.
他要把教会带到一个地步,成了与神一个完全的连接。
He will bring the church to a full unity with God.
到了那一个时候,
at that time,
那弟兄姊妹看到了,
sisters,
神所要做的已经差不多到尽头了。
What the work of God is almost at the end. We thank God. Whenever we see church, we can understand that we become a vessel that is pleasing to him.
神要用着这个器皿来带进神那个心意完全做成功的依据。
And through this vessel, God has found the basis to fulfill his purpose.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
如果我们从旧约一直到看到新约,
from the Old Testament to the New Testament,
我们看见神和人立约的那个事实,
when we see God made a covenant with man,
and
this is from afar to near,
然后从近处再带往前到一个地步,
and from near to an even deeper place that we are united with God. Especially when the church is established,
不单是叫人和神中间那个关系, 从过去的间接成了直接,
not only the relationship between God and man, it turned from indirect to direct.
并且神要借着教会的建造成功,
and through the successful building of the church,
把神在旧约里头对以色列人的应许, 重新的显明出来,
and he will once again reveal what he had promised to the Israelites in the Old Testament.
那是我们在认识上所知道的, 当主回来再次到地上来的时候,
that's what we have understand the second return of our Lord.
他不单是把教会接到云中与他相应,
not only he takes the church to the cloud to meet with him,
在地上神再做了一些的工作,
on earth God is doing some other work,
然后就把神在旧约里头应许以色列人的那一件事情很实际的显出来,
and he will reveal what he promised to the Israelites in the Old Testament very vividly.
我们知道神在地上 要设立一个国度,让国度把一切的人事物带回神的面前。
God is building a kingdom in this earth, and through this kingdom, he will bring all men and all creation back to God.
但是因为人不是对啊,
but because man was not correct,
所以当年神和人立那个约是没有根据来
so the covenant that God made with man back then, it had no basis to fulfill.
但是感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
当教会代替以色列人在神面前承受直接的恩典,
when the church replaces the people of Israel to directly receive blessing from God,
神就用着教会的 从地上建立开始，一直到建造完成，来做成一件大事。
From the starting of the building of the church to the full establishment of the church, God is doing something.
头一部分就是说，把那个隐藏了的国度重新显明出来。
The first thing is to reveal the hidden kingdom.
同时更为神的计划带来完成，完满的完成，打开了那个通道。
And to open the way to the full fulfillment of God's purpose.
所以弟兄姊妹，你很清楚地看见，我们现在常常盼望主回来。
Brothers and sisters, we desire the Lord's return.
我们盼望主回来，不是单为着我们可以被提去见主，我们可以享用完整的属灵的丰富。
Not only for us to be raptured and to enjoy all the heavenly blessings.
就会有起着一个很重要的作用。
And the church has a very important function.
教会什么时候建成？
When the church is fully built.
神对以色列人所应许的国度才有条件显出来。
What God has promised to Israel, then it has the condition to be revealed.
但是国度还不是神做工的那个尽头。
But the kingdom is still not the end point of God's purpose.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当国度按照神的安排走完他们该走的路的时候，
When the kingdom according to its arrangement is fulfilled,
神就让人看见他那个最终的目的达到了。
God will show us, that his final purpose.
也就是我们所留意到的那个新天新地要来代替一切在旧造里头的所有。
It's for the new heaven and new earth to come and replace all of the old creation.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那我们从整个会幕的建造一直到新天新地的来到。
Through the building of the tabernacle to the new heaven and new earth.
谁用了多少时间？
How much time did God spend?
我们没有办法能计算得出来。
We do not know how to count.
但是我们知道是好多好多年。
But we know it's many, many years.
因为人能计算的那些日子，要计算神做工的那个过程，有相当部分的历史是没有很清楚的。记载在那里。
Because there's a long history that it was not clearly recorded.
所以就没办法来计算多少的日子。
And so we don't know how much time that was.
但是一件事情我们可以肯定的。
But one thing we're sure.
是神花了好长好长的时间才一步一步把神的旨意来带到尽头。
God spent a lot of time, step by step, in order to fulfill His purpose.
那我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当我们看见这个从会幕到新天新地的这一段的属灵的历史的时候，
From the tabernacle to the new heaven and new earth, this spiritual journey,
我们才知道我们所承受的神的祝福恩典是大到一个什么地步，是我们没有办法的计算的出来的。
We have come to understand how great the blessing that God has given to us. We cannot count.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
好了，现在我们回到问题的中心点来了。
Let's return to the focal point.
教会怎么能建成？
How can the church be built?
那很自然的，我们交通过了，那是基督做元首的这个事实在教会中间显出来。
And that is the reality of Christ as the head of the church.
并且从起初我们分散的个人来带到神所要的那个光景。
And through individually separate individuals into a corporate.
我们都知道神这个计划的完成和教会的建成是发生一个很密的关系。
We all know that, this progress and has close tie with the building of the church.
我们简单的可以这样说。
Simply, we can put,
if
the church is not built, and the purpose of God regarding His kingdom has nowhere to be executed. Even the new heaven and new earth has no condition to be revealed.
因此我们就看到了教会所发生的功用。
Therefore, we have seen the function of the church.
它是说到教会一个很重要的那个职事。
Or to say the very important ministry of the church.
不是我们在地上做了什么。
Is not what we do here on earth.
乃是 在教会成长到一个地步的时候,
but when the church is grown to a point,
就可以和神那永远的旨意发生直接的关系,
and can have direct relationship with the eternal purpose of God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那意思就是我们把这许许多多的事物连接在一起的时候,
when we connect all these many things together,
我们就看到, 神是乐意上人施恩的神。
We see that God is willing to be gracious to us.
神付了无尽的代价,
and God,
来把人带回他的喜悦里。
God spent a countless price in order to bring us to please Him.
甚至将他的独生子也交出来。
Even surrendered His only begotten Son.
要叫原来与神这个完全断绝关系的人,
So that those men who were once cut off from God to become a useful vessel in God's hand. And this vessel becomes a very critical part for the fulfillment of His eternal purpose. In very simple terms, if the church is not built, the kingdom has no condition to be revealed. If the kingdom cannot come out, the new heaven and new earth had no condition to come out. But thank the Lord.
如果主给我们很清楚地领会到, 原来教会不单是我们在神面前所蒙恩带出的结果,
the church is not just the consequence of our salvation.
更重要的那个功用乃是把神的计划带进完成。
But more importantly, to bring the purpose of God into full fulfillment.
所以弟兄们就看到了，神要把教会从分散在各处来，在生命里头要连接成为一个完整的团体。
God is turning churches from all over the place into this reality of one body.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
许多 基督徒，我们不说外边的人，我们就说许多的基督徒。
Many questions.
他们知道神的恩典是够大。
They know how great the grace of God is.
但是他们好像完全摸不着，也体会不过来，为什么要把我们在神面前蒙福的事实，还要往外扩张到一个地步，让神
They cannot understand why is it that from our salvation we have to expand God's work into His purpose. We thank the Lord. God deemed the church so highly because in His purpose He has ordained this.
他要当教会长成的过程里,
in the process of the maturity of the church,
神先把基督的丰满填满教会。
First, God fills the fullness of Christ in the church.
让教会在神的恩典里面长成的时候,
And when the church is fully grown in the grace of God,
就可以把神救赎的计划里头最重的那个点带出来,
can bring out the most important part in God's salvation plan.
但是你怎么能叫教会成为一个完整的事实呢?
How can the church be this full reality?
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
主就给我们留意到,
the Lord help us to see.
教会在地上可以分散在各处,
the churches can be scattered all over the earth.
那这是说到从分别这个点来看,
that we have differences.
因为这个分别是我们人虽然承受了恩典,但是还
This difference is that though we received grace, we are still under many earthly restrictions.
因此教会在地上的时候好像是分散在全地各处,
it's as if the church is scattered all over the place.
但是在神的心思里头呢,没有给地域来限制。
But in the thoughts of God, He is not restricted by location.
所以在教会建造过程的里头, 不管教会在全地有多少的各摆在地上,
so in it, regardless of how many churches are there,
神总要把他们带到一个整体的里面,
God will always bring them into this oneness.
那为什么要这样做呢?
Why would He do this?
我们就注意到了,
we look at this,
神在他永远的旨意里头,
that in His eternal purpose,
有一个定规是非常重要的,
He ordained this very important thing.
那就是万有能脱离一切的限制和捆绑, 这乃是借着神儿子救赎的旨意。
All can be set free from any restrictions or bondage, and that is according to God's purpose.
而神这个荣耀的旨意的建成, 那显明乃是因着教会得着建成,
when this purpose of God is to be revealed is through the building of the church.
我们虽然分散在全地,
though we are scattered all over the place,
但是神看教会仍然是一个,
but God look at His church as one.
我们在地上成为神的见证,
we are the testimony of God.
我们可以分散在许多的地方,
we can be at different locations.
但是人会慢慢地发表一个很严肃的事实,
but slowly we reveal the solemn fact.
不管教会在地上分散到一个什么的情形,
no matter how the church are separated,
在神眼中只有一个,
in the eyes of God, it still is one.
因为神的话明说, 身体只有一个,
because God's word is clear, one body.
只有这一个身体可以把基督作为教会的头这个事实来显出来,
only this one body can reveal Christ as the head of the body.
像我们这次聚会,
like our conference this time,
弟兄姊妹还是各方各地,
brothers and sisters came from all over the world.
但是当你来到这里的时候,
but when you come here,
有许多弟兄姊妹们你从来都没有见过面,
many brothers and sisters you've never met before.
但是当我们让神的呼召聚在一起来聚会等候他的时候,
but when God called us to gather together and wait on Him,
我们感觉到 弟兄姊妹中间没有间隔,
we feel that amongst brothers and sisters there is no separation.
我们能欢然地交通在他的恩慈里,
under His grace we fellowship rejoicingly.
但是地方的限制我们没有办法能常连在一起,
because of the location restriction we can't gather like this all the time.
所以神让我们看到,
but God shows us,
教会的见证在地上显出的时候,
when the testimony of the church is revealed in this earth,
神把教会放在地上,
God put the church here on earth.
也因着地方的限制, 教会可以成了各地各处的教会,
We are restricted by location. The church become local churches.
啊, 看起来好像很有许多的教会。
As if there are many different churches.
但事实不是这样。
But in reality, it's not
我们可以因着地域的限制,
so.
我们分散不同的地方。
Because of location, we are scattered in different places.
等我们一碰到教会的时候, 你就发觉所有地域的限制都不能起那个
But once we touch this matter of the church, you realize that location cannot hinder the work of God.
为什么我们除了知道教会成为神的器皿来做成他所要做的事,
we know that God became the vessel for God to work.
那么我们只是从神那个约的
We only looked at it through God made a covenant with man. The fully built church is not because that there are churches in different places to bear witness for God. More importantly,
神既然把他孩子,
since God made his son to be the center of our salvation to come into this world,
他所做的是把我们这许多人都引回到
What he did is to bring many of us back to God's family. But more importantly,
是什么呢?
What is it?
那也是以弗所书里面所提的提醒我们去留意的。
And also reminded us in Ephesians.
因为神说他一直做工，做到教会完成的时候，要带出一个结局来。
God said that he work until the end, it will bring out a reality.
那是万物都在基督里同归于一。
That all will be summed together in Christ as one.
那这一个就是神起初创造的时候所安排的那个心思。
And this was his original thought. All creation fall under the authority of God. The man's fallen nature disrupted God's plan. How can God reorganize this?
这样破坏人的事物永远不会有完美的那个形象和结果显出来。
In man's thought, because men are so disruptive, they can never bring such a perfect outcome. But we thank the Lord.
你从以弗所书一面看见基督做了教会的元首。
In Ephesians, on one hand, you see that Christ is the head of the church.
你又看见
Because of what Christ has done, we must live this way before God.
那是什么呢?
What is the way?
那就是第一章里面所提的。
It's in chapter 1 of Ephesians.
因为这一位教会的元首, 他不仅是
Because this head of the church, he is not only the head of the church.
并且是万有的主宰。
He is the Lord of all.
因此教会在神这样的定义的里头就带出一个作用。
Under this purpose of God, the church had this function.
要叫万有被地神的万有重新归回到神的名下。
The all creation, the rebellious creation will again return under the authority of God.
所以我们看到神说你们这些人是在基督里首先有指望的。
And God called us, those of us who first had hope in Christ.
怎么会发生这个事情呢?
How did this happen?
谁就给我们看到?
God shows us.
教会什么时候可以长成呢?
When the church can be fully grown.
常常留意到教会的成长?
Why do we pay so much attention on the growth of the church?
我们不是说教会成为神计划的焦点。
Not to say that the church is the focal point of his purpose.
但是在现在这个时候,
but at this moment, church is the focal point of God's work. Through the building of the church, God will bring in the whole universe being released. And church become those who first had hope in Christ. How is this reality revealed?
弟兄姊妹们, 我们来注意,
brothers and sisters, pay attention.
启示录第四章第五章里面,
you return to Revelation chapter 4 and 5. You look at this fact.
启示录第四章第五章,你看上去的时候,我们好像一些
Revelations chapter 4 and 5, it seems like recordings of historic events. It's not so.
事实上是怎么一回事呢?
What really is?
神是借着教会的建成,
through the building of the church,
而带进全宇宙,
God will bring the entire universe back to God. When we look at Revelation chapter
4,
in heaven you see that God had no difficulty being worshipped. And when you see the heavens had no difficulty worshiping God, if we pay attention, we will discover the heavenly worship, even though it manifests God, he was exalted. But it lacks one thing.
所有的天上的敬拜,只有天上的事物在其中.
All the heavenly worship are only heaven, only the heavenly objects worship God in heaven.
除了在神面前,那些人和无限的天使.
Only those people and the angels that are infinite.
都在那里敬拜神的时候.
When they are all worshiping God, there seems to be no response on earth. So when John saw this condition, and he had this feeling, he saw the heavenly worship from eternal past to eternal in the future. It doesn't end. But the worship has no response, has no echo. When John saw this, and he had some difficulty.
And
God sent an angel to speak to him. He said, John, don't cry. Even though no man can fulfill the eternal purpose of God, but those are just ordinary men. God is now using his own son as the Lamb of God.
啊, 这个羔羊就被杀,
through the Lamb slain.
这一个事实就引进神那永远的计划完成的根据。
And that will bring the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当神把这个秘密向约翰打开的时候,
when God revealed the secret to John,
约翰就看到一个事情,急了变化。
John sees something changed.
因为当天上的敬拜再开始的时候,
when the heavenly worship started again,
就不再是只有天上的活物。
It's not only the living things in heaven.
那一个敬拜, 是扩展到全世界,
and that worship expanded to all the earth.
弟兄姊妹,这个是一个非常重要的点。
And this is very important, brothers and sisters.
你说神的心意什么时候得满足呢?
You ask, when is God's purpose satisfied?
我们说,教会建成,神的那个心意得满足就接近了。
We say that when the church is fully built, his purpose, his heart is near been satisfied.
因为教会带进全地的事物都来到神的面前,伏下来敬拜,高举,赞美神。
Because the church will lead all creation into worship and exalting God.
那弟兄姊妹,如果你有机会看第四章第五章的时候,
if you have the opportunity to read chapter 4 and 5, you will see this condition.
等到羔羊, 被举起来的时候,
when the Lamb is exalted,
人固然是在神面前伏下来,
man will fall down before God.
你看到那一个敬拜是带动全宇宙里头一切被造之物在那里侍奉神。
And that worship will lead all creation into worshiping God.
我想就是你翻到那里头, 我们看一两节圣经,
Let's take a look at a few verses.
就很能
And then you can understand. Chapter
5,
verse
7. 这羔羊前来, 从做宝座的右手里, 拿了书卷, 他既拿了书卷, 四活物和二十几位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，割那个形和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祭祷。他们唱新歌，说：“你配拿书卷，配揭开其印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族、各方、各民、各国中买了人来。” 叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。Verse
7. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp, a golden bowl full of incense, which are the prayer of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals. And for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation and have made us kings and priests to our God and we shall reign on the earth.
那我们继续看下去,你就看到情况起了一个很大的变化。
If you continue reading, you see a change.
11节, 我又看见, 且听见, 宝座与活物, 并长老的周围, 有许多天使的声音, 他们的数目有千千万万, 大声说, 曾被杀的羔羊, 是配得的权柄, 丰富, 智慧, 能力, 尊贵, 荣耀, 颂赞的, 我又听见, 在天上, 地上、地底下和沧海里和天地间一切所有的被造之物都说，但愿颂赞、尊贵、荣耀、局势都归给做宝座的和羔羊。 直到永永远远。是否我就说阿们，众长老和也俯伏敬拜。
Verse 11, then I looked and heard the voice of many angels around the throne, and the living creatures, and the elders, and the number of them were 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, Worthy is the Lamb who was slain, to receive power and riches and wisdom, and strength and honor and glory and blessing.And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth and such as are in the sea and all that are in them, I heard saying, Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb forever and ever. And the four living creatures said, Amen. And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who live forever and ever.
弟兄们，你已经看见了。
Brothers and sisters, you see this.
在第四章的时候，你看到只有天上的敬拜。
In chapter 4, you only see what happened in heaven.
其他的一切被造之物和一切所有活气的东西，对神都没有反应。
And all the other creation, all the living things have no response to God.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
当羔羊出来的时候。
When the Lamb appears.
把历史历代所积累在神面前那是罪过和顶撞神的事情都来一个结束。
When he put to an end all this, disobedience to God.
那这个当神的羔羊执行完了这个事。
When the Lamb of God executed that,
就带出一个更高、更宽广的敬拜在神的面前。
And he brought a higher and more broad worship to God.
你看到，你就在文字上面已经可以明白了。
Through the words you can understand.
天上，这天上许多的天，数不千千的那些天使。
Thousands and ten thousands of angels.
然后他们在神面前敬拜的时候
，When they worship God,
你看到天上、地上，天上、地上、地底下、沧海里和天地间一切所有被造之物都说。
And you hear all the creature, every creature in heaven, on earth, under the earth, in the sea, and all that in them.
但是尊贵荣耀全世都归给做宝座的和羔羊。
And they all say blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits in the throne.
直到永永远远。
Forever and ever.
弟兄姊妹你看到了现在出来一个敬拜。
Brothers and sisters, now you see this worship.
这个敬拜不是只有在天上出现。
It's not only in heaven.
而是在万有的中间出现。
But it's now in all creation.
天使有他的一份。
The angels has a part.
地上所有的活物也有份。
All the living things have a part.
不管是在穹苍里。
Whether in the universe.
或是在沧海里。
Or in the sea.
甚至在地下。
Even under the...
都响应这样的一个敬拜。
And they echo this worship.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹你看到。
Brothers and sisters.
神看到这一切的景况出来的时候。
When God see all this happen.
神心里头感觉满足了。
God's heart will be satisfied.
满足不仅是在造人的目的显明完全的功用。
Not only man has fulfilled the purpose of creation.
并且全地都因着羔羊所做的事情带出的结果。
But all the creation, has been brought into the purpose of God through what the Lamb has done.
他们都脱离一切的捆绑。
They're set free from bondages.
给吸引到神的面前来。
And they are drawn to God.
没有任何的折扣的向神献出敬拜。
And they, without any discount, they worship God.
弟兄姊妹们，你见过那样大的场面没有
？Brothers and sisters, have you seen a scene like that?
没有，在地上没有机会有这样的事情。
While on earth, we don't have that opportunity.
一定要等到 教会完成了。
Only we have to wait until the church is fully grown.
在天上经历过基督台前的审判。
After in heaven the judgment of Christ.
又给带进了与羔羊的联合。
And to be brought into the unity of the Lamb.
那就是教会成为基督的心腹这一件事情毫无保留地显明出来的时候。
And when the church as the bride of Christ has been completely revealed.
弟兄姊妹，你注意这个时间的问题。
And pay attention to the timing.
这一个时候。
At this moment.
新天新地出现了。
New heaven and new earth appears.
地上边，宇宙中间万有也起了变化了。
And in the universe, all creation are changed.
神要得着的敬拜和高举，到了一个非常完全的地步。
The exaltation and praise to God has become complete.
就是说，如果你看到这些事实的时候，你就知道了为什么我们现在。你需要留意到教会建造的问题。
This is why we pay attention to the building of the church.
因为到了教会建成的时候
，Because when it's fully grown,
就把这一切的事物都带出来了。
And all of this will be brought out.
还有更深一点的事情出现。
And even one step further.
如果你跳到启示录第二十一章
，If you go to Revelation chapter 21,
那启示录的二十一章那里说到一些事情。
Chapter 21 says this.
那说到什么事情呢？说到什么事情
？What does it say?
那我把它文字读出来，其实用不着解释。
I will read it.
22节
Verse 22.
我未见城内有殿，因主神全能者和羔羊为城的殿。那城内又不用日月光照，因有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。好了，该注意了。列国要在城的光里行走。地上的君王必将自己的荣耀归于那城，城门白昼总不关闭，在哪里原没有黑夜，人必将列国的荣耀尊贵归于那城。
Verse 22, But I saw no temple in it, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are his temple. The city had no need of sun nor the moon to shine in it,For the glory of God illuminated it. The Lamb is its light. Verse 24 is pay attention. And the nations of those who are saved shall walk in its light, and the kings of the earth bring their glory and honor into it. Its gate shall not be shut at all by day. There shall be no night there. And they shall bring the glory and honor of the nations into it.
弟兄姊妹，你读完了这一卷，说这句。这句话你心里有什么感觉
Brothers and sisters, how do you feel after reading this?
你看到天地的敬拜全都伏在神的宝座前。
You see that the worship in heaven and on earth all fall before the throne of God.
这一点是我们平常注意到的了。
We know this now.
但是不应该不要停留在这里。
But that's not where we stop.
你要往前再看到有一件事情比这件事情更重要。
If you look ahead, there's something more important.
那是什么呢
？What is it?
当神把教会建造好
，When God fully established the church,
把教会的带到一个地步，成为基督的心腹的时候
，And bring the church to as the bride of Christ,
你就带进一个这样的结果出来。
It brings out this result.
除了前面我们看到在地上所有被造之物都敬拜神
On earth all creation worship God
我们就看到一个很大的转变在那里
We've seen a great change
天和地没有间隔。
Heaven and earth is no separation.
没有间隔。
God and man, there's no separation.
任何的在被造里出来的事物都不再产生各种不完美的作用。
All things that have been created are now perfect.
但是这个并不是最重要的点。
But this is not yet the most important thing.
最重要的点是什么呢？
What is the most important thing?
最末了我们读的这段圣经。
It's the last verse that we read.
圣殿没有了。
There is no temple.
那圣殿没有了，人和神的交通怎么办？
If without a temple, how does man fellowship with God?
感谢神。
Thank God.
圣殿虽然没有了。
Even though without the temple.
但是转变成了另外一个事实。
But it turned into a new reality.
那就是神和羔羊成了 神的殿。
The Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这里的时候你就一看到救赎不再是一个间接的事物，而是直接发生在被造之物身上的那个情形。
When we get to this, we know that salvation is no longer indirect, but direct.
但是更重要的一个地方是在哪里呢？
But what is more important?
让地上的君王把荣耀归给神。
The kings of the nations give glory to God.
让地上的众民把荣耀归给神。
And the people of nations give glory to God.
弟兄姊妹们，你不留意，你会忽略这里头一个很重要的事实。
And please pay attention to this important fact.
当你要注意的时候，你就发觉。
And when you pay attention, you realize.
他们这些地上所有的君王也好，百姓也好，什么被造之物都好，在高举神、敬拜神、寻求神的喜悦以外，
whether the kings and or the people when they give glory to God,
这个是说到被造之物的那个范围。
And this speaks the scope of creation.
那如果你碰到这样的那个光景，
and if you see that condition,
你知道哦，这个是太大了。
And you know this is too grand a thing.
太荣耀了。
Too glorious.
那弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
还有一点。你不得不惊奇的。
Yet one more thing that amazes us.
什么事呢？
Which is?
弟兄姊妹，你留意到，列国的王和列国的人。
The kings of the nations and the people of the nations.
他们在敬拜的时候，他敬拜谁呢？
When they worship, who do they worship?
当然我们心里头知道，他当然是向神敬拜。
In our heart, of course, they worship to God.
但实际上到了那一个时候，
But in reality, when we get to that time,
出来代替神接受那样高那样大那样荣耀的敬拜的却是什么？
Who is it that come out to receive this utmost high worship?
那里的话怎么说？
What did it say?
那按照我们的心思，我们怎么说？荣耀、赞美、敬拜都要归于神。
According to our mind, we say glory and honor be unto God.
但是那里怎么说
？But where did it say? What did it say?
所说的和我们所想的那个距离好大了。
What it said is different from what we think.
你看到那个时候，全宇宙里边来侍奉敬拜神。
You see that the entire universe come and serve and worship God.
但是那个侍奉敬拜神的对象好像不是神自己。
But they don't seem to worship God himself.
那不是神自己，还有谁可以得到敬拜？
Who else is worthy to be worshipped?
弟兄姊妹，你看下去，你就知道。
Brothers and sisters, when you continue on, you will see.
所有一切那时的敬拜。
All the worship.
输送到神面前去的时候
，When they were brought before God，
接受的却是新耶路撒冷。
The one who receives it is New Jerusalem。
我们就有点迷糊了。
Then we're confused.
怎么可以不上神来显明那个敬拜?
How can the worship not be toward God?
而让新耶路撒冷作为那个敬拜的对象。
But New Jerusalem as the one who receives worship, how can it be?
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
你只有一件事情是可以叫我们心思上能扩张起来的。
Only one thing can increase our capacity.
到了最末了,新天新地出现的时候,
at the very, very end, when new heaven and earth appear,
一切都更新了,
all is renewed.
所有的一切万物与神的阻挡都挪掉了。All
hindrance of God has been removed.
同时，神所救赎的众人就是新耶路撒冷了。And
those who are saved become New Jerusalem.
他们好像代替神，做神的代表来接受。
They become the representatives of God to receive worship.
这说明了什么事情?
What does it say?
这说明了这一个称为新耶路撒冷，那也就是在荣耀里的教会，他们得到了一个地位，完完全全在那里代表神。This
New Jerusalem, or to say the glorified church. Will completely represent God.
弟兄们，你回到创世纪去。
You return to Genesis.
你留意到神造人的目的。
You pay attention to the purpose of God creating man.
再和这个地方连接起来。
And you connect the dots here.
你是不是看见了神起初造人的时候所定规的，到这个时间完全的成就？
Do you see what God had ordained is now fulfilled?
那这个新耶路撒冷是谁呢？
Who is the New Jerusalem? If you remember that it's the bride that's prepared, and that is the church in glory. And what the reality that's been revealed,
回应神造人的时候的宣告，我们要照着我们的形象。
Echoes of what God had said in creation, we created man according to our image.
然后要把所有的管理的权柄都交给这些按照神的形象被造的人。And
to give them all authority to those who are made in God's image.
但是弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
在创世纪第一章所发表的事情, 和现在在启示里说到将来所显明的事实。
Genesis chapter 1 and here in Revelation of the future things to come.
你看到了神的旨意的确是完全的成全。You'll
see that God's purpose indeed was fully fulfilled.
你还要记住,
also remember,
神花了多少的时间。
How much time did God spend?
神花了多少的忍耐?
How much long suffering?
神施出了何等的怜悯?
How much mercy?
神用着那说不清楚的恩典,
that countless grace,
高抹了悖逆的人,
to anoint the rebellious man,
把他们带回神的面前,
to bring them back to God,
叫神的羔羊所做的事情,
so that whatever the Lamb does,
现在你看到以弗所书一章里面所说的了。And
you see in Ephesians chapter 1,
神定义要把基督所经历的各样的恩典显明在我们这些信的人的身上。God
ordained that all the power that was manifest in Christ will be manifest through us.
弟兄姊妹，你看到了。Brothers
and sisters, you see this.
等到我们在那一天，是不是非常的清楚？
When we get to that day, isn't Genesis chapter 1 very clear?
神的旨意完满的完成,
and God's purpose will be completely fulfilled.
也就是神在21章里边才还是说,
In chapter 21, God says,
神说我把一切都更新了。
God said, I have made all things new.
就引出一个结果，神的帐幕在人间，人要与神同住。
And the result of this is the tabernacle of God is amongst man, and he dwells with man.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
那当我们领会了这许多的事实的时候,
when we understand all this,
你还能不注意到教会长成是那个很在这个时代里边是一个最重要的属灵的工作。
You must see that the maturity of the church is the most important spiritual work.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你领会到这一点。
Brothers and sisters, understand this.
你就知道了。
You would know.
我们竭力要追求的是让教会在地上被神带到这个最完满的那个结果里。
What we're pressing to pursue is for God to bring His church into fullness.
引出事物发展到最末后的。
It will lead to all the glorious things at the end.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们，当你们掌握到这个整个属灵的历史的过去和将前面的发展,
when you know this entire spiritual history, the past and the future,
你没有办法不服下来,
and you have to bow down.
你没有办法不用任何的代价 来寻求在神面前的那一个让神做成他带全宇宙回到神面前的那一个宝贵的事情。
You have to pay any price in order that God can fulfill His eternal purpose.
因此我们说我们现在活着是为基督。
Therefore we say, now we live, I live for Christ.
为什么要为基督?
Why for Christ?
我们所尊重的是尊重基督和他所说的话。
We honor Christ and what he said.
为什么要这样?
Why do we do that?
因为没有羔羊。
Because without the lamb,
神的旨意就没有路。
God's purpose has no way.
没有神的羔羊。
Without the lamb,
教会在地上就没有建立的
The church cannot be built and it cannot grow.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
主付了很重的代价,
the Lord paid a great price.
历世历代许许多的圣徒们,
throughout the generations, all the saints.
也因着羔羊所带来的夸胜,
and because of what the Lamb has brought, they overcome.
引到了 神旨意的永远的完成,
and that leads to the fulfillment of God's purpose.
我们除了敬拜他,
other than worship Him,
还有什么选择呢?
What choice do we have?
没有别的选择,
we have no other choices.
就是基督,
it's Christ alone.
就是神的儿子,
it's God's Son alone.
就是差遣神儿子来做成的一位父,
it's the Father who sent His Son to fulfill all.
但愿主所做的事情, 能在我们里边让我们有更大更明显的变化。
May what the Lord has done do a greater change in us.
从与神好像亲密，但是也带着一些生疏。
Even though we're drawn near to the Lord, but also nearer to a point.
那么那个时候我们说, 真的不再是我们自己,
and then we say, it is no longer I.
一切要归给基督,
but all to Christ.
所有的敬拜, 赞美要归给我们的父神,
all worship and praise be unto our Father.
感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
愿主恩待我们,
may the Lord be gracious to us.
要走的路,
to the way that we have left.
直到主亲自的显现, 和我们面对面。
Until he sees us face to face.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
我们从你的祷告,
let's pray together.
主啊，但愿你借着圣灵的运行,
Lord, through the moving of Holy Spirit,
打开我们心里的闭塞,
open the stubbornness in our heart.
明亮我们属灵的看见,
illuminate our spiritual seeing.
主啊叫我们知道我们活在地上, 除了荣耀你以外, 再没有什么事情。
That we know that other than giving you glory, there is nothing else that we need to do while on earth.
主用你施恩的手领我们走完我们还没走到走完的路程。
Lord, with your gracious hand, lead us onto the path that's left for us.
我们实在地仰望主。
We look to you, Lord.
为了过去主所做的。
For the past of what you have done, we give thanks. For now and future, we look to you. To bring us into your glory. That your glory may be manifest to all the universe through us. We thank you and praise you. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.